This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. What day is it? Is it Tuesday?
Is it?
Yeah. Conan, you're Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday? I know we had you on a different day for a minute,
Screwed up my whole week last week. I didn't know where I was.
Nice.
But now I do. Now I'm back in reality. Tuesdays. And pretty soon it's going to be Topless Tuesdays because it's getting warm out there. Getting hot.
Let's get banned from some video services.
It is Free Talk Live. If you would like to join us in this ongoing conversation that we have seven nights a week between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, you can call 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
I just want to say again, it's nice to have you back in the
studio. Nice to have you back, Ian.
Thanks, dudes.
Really wish you didn't cut the beard, at least for a couple of days. That was epic.
It was
your freedom-fighting beard, man.
It was
like the soldiers pulled you out of a hole somewhere. You'd been locked up, you know, hiding underground, eating tarantulas for a whole 6 months.
Like, I know how old you are, but, like, it didn't show in the beard. You had the beard of a younger man.
It had some white hairs in it.
Not much, though. You know what I mean? Just a couple here and there. It wasn't like, you know, mine's all...
But now we got to get
mine's
you...
Mine's getting pretty gray.
We got to get the rest cropped, because
coming next. Bonnie's going to take care of that.
You're not balanced.
Yeah.
I thought you were going for cornrows or something.
That is the thing they do in jail. Usually on women, though, I think.
Oh, all right. Speaking of Ian Freeman, on March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We refer to these people as the Crypto Six. They were all kidnapped, taken into custody, put behind bars, whatever you want to call it. Up until yesterday, Ian Freeman and Nobody both remained in custody. Nobody is still in custody. We had an update a little earlier in the show. If you missed it, check out the rebroadcast or listen to the show again over at freetalklive.com about a half hour after we're done with this program. What can you do to help the Crypto Six? Well, visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information and links up there. There's multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. I'm going to have to revise that.
Yeah, thanks to whoever it is that's being, you know, helping out there in whatever way they possibly can. I know whoever it is that's behind that website, and somebody's making T-shirts, and Dave Ridley is out walking across New Hampshire for most of a month.
You mean Bitcoin Gandhi.
Bitcoin Gandhi, that's Bitcoin right.
BitcoinGandhi.net.
Amazing. He looks incredible.
He's giving updates on the Telegram channels, on the Crypto 6 Telegram channels. In full character.
Amazing.
He's maintained full character the entire time. You know, I assume that he doesn't talk to himself in the ad, but maybe
he might.
I don't know, but it is an amazing feat of activism, in my opinion. I can't say enough about him. He calls in from time to time and gives us updates here on Free Talk Live when he's in an area.
In
character. In fact, he has a sort of a reinvented name for myself. You know, because I have such a long, you know, like the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Captain, all that kind of stuff. When he calls in, he goes, "Hello, Mr. Ash."
Yeah, his brother actually called in last week, and believe it or not, he sounds normal.
How about that?
Gandhi has a brother?
He does.
Oh, Gandhi. Bitcoin Gandhi. Oh, the sorry, I was like, just Gandhi.
I actually just started the book that I was reading. Read a lot of books when I was in jail. Lots of them. Thank you to everybody that sent books in, fiction, nonfiction. Nonfiction, I think, was more, you know, the most interesting and useful, but I enjoyed the fiction as well that folks sent. And the book I was reading right before I got out, I just had just started it, was a Gandhi book about his form of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which he called Satyagraha. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it also means sort of like soul force, as he called it, or love force. The idea that you don't use violence against your quote-unquote enemies, that you show them that, you know, show them that forgiveness and love and understanding as much as you possibly can. And you know, by no means am I, you know, through the book, but it's certainly something that many of us here have studied over time generally and have tried to put into effect, because it's easy to get mad, you know, when people are attacking you and destroying your life and arresting your friends and your family members and threatening them with years in behind bars. But it's, you know, it's hard to remember that those are just, they're people. You know, and they maybe they were hurt at some point, or for whatever reason they're lashing out, and they made choices that you didn't make in life, and they're where they're at, and they're doing what they're doing, and it's difficult to not take it personally and to you know, to engage in forgiveness and then be willing to be seen under their, you know, whatever punishment, whatever the punishments are, and suffer for the purpose of hopefully changing minds, hearts and minds, not just hearts and minds of people who are observing, but the hearts and minds of the oppressor, right, of the people who are doing the oppressing. It's no easy task.
I was told along those lines that apparently nobody who was able to get, I don't know, the yard time or whatever they call it, that he had a bit of a band of followers for philosophy and that kind of thing. Like, while he's in there, he's doing exactly that. He's, you know, trying to reach out to people who are incarcerated for whatever reasons and get them along the lines of the philosophies of freedom.
Well, that's good, because one of the things that nobody and I had disagreed on a number of times before the arrest was how to respond to the violence of the state.
Right.
And I don't think he's changed his perspective on that. I would like to hear that he has in that case. But, you know, Gandhi was a believer in nonviolence and a believer in peaceful action. And violence does beget violence, and violence, you know, represses, even if in the moment it appears to stop a thing. Like, you know, there's defensive violence, which I'm fine with, but to just go out and attack, you know, the state agents or something, I'm against that. And when you attack a thing, when you use violence as your tool to try to change things, you may succeed for a moment in, or some amount of time, in suppressing whatever the other side is, but it's likely that they will just redouble their efforts and get, you know, even angrier and then come back at you. And that's what we see with, like, the Republicans and Democrats constantly going back and forth, attacking each other.
Blowback.
Yeah. It never stops. The cycle just keeps on going. Someone has to break that cycle, and that's what Gandhi, I think, was trying to do.
Well, and like the things that
I support, that
the things that I enjoy about this particular program, even before I made the move to New Hampshire, was that this program was about peace, prosperity, love, you know, those types of things were frequently espoused on this program.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a draw for me. And, you know, we have this peace sign flag hanging up here in the back of the studio for those watching on the cameras. And you know, it was kind of down for a while, and I noticed that it was down, and you know, after they took you guys away, I was like, no, we're going to make sure that thing's up every day, because that is something that I think a lot of folks have yet to take to heart, which is philosophies of peace versus the philosophies of freedom. So I appreciate what you have to say.
Yeah, this is all good, and I think that most people, most human beings, are capable of learning from these good, you know, these loving your neighbor types.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got that 3%. You have the psychopaths who are just not wired. They are they're on another level.
Well,
and,
a man,
and you can't fix them.
A man that's truly free isn't a pushover. A man that's truly free is a dangerous man who is in control of what he does and his own actions. That's my opinion. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Conan.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Visit freedomsphoenix.com. All right, so we kind of got off track with a bunch of stuff, but we were discussing Bull Moose and some employees that got fired, apparently.
This is a media store. They sell physical media.
They have, I just pulled up the Wikipedia on it. They've been around since 1989. They were founded by Brett Wickard, however you want to pronounce that. They're headquartered in Portland, Maine, and they have 11 locations. So they're a small...
It's New England, North New England, I think.
Maine and New Hampshire.
Right. So they're, you know, 11 locations is a small chain.
Yep.
But well, it's still a chain, nonetheless.
The way that I read this, and I've looked up a couple of different articles to try to get some different angles, and the employees think that they were fired because they were questioning the new mask policy that went into effect yesterday, or would have gone into effect if the store hadn't closed on Friday.
Does the article mention what the old policy was, and then the new policy, what?
No, it doesn't, but I'm assuming it's like every other store where customers and employees all have to be masked up and practice social distancing, if possible.
Right.
Now, the two individuals that I saw on WMUR last night, that was their idea. The reasonings behind their firing was because they were questioning and rocking the boat.
Throwing
and,
a tantrum.
Throwing a little tantrum. And, oh, can I, if someone comes without a mask, can I push them off to the next cashier? And, well, and it seems that they were, that seems that they have a company email. Kind of a group chat kind of a thing. And sure. I haven't experienced this. I don't know if any of you guys have been in a company big enough where they actually have these huge company-wide group emails
where people
get in there and they start throwing things around. They start complaining about...
Sounds awful.
They start complaining about Freaky Friday dress-up day or something like that because it's, I don't know, it's racist for some reason because everything is racist these days. I haven't experienced them, so I don't know what's going on. Obviously, they have one of these. And I'm thinking management got a good idea of what was going to take place from all of these angry texts and emails back and forth and group chats because they swear up and down the Twitter on their Twitter post that it wasn't about the masks. So what was it about? Why did they fire 20 employees?
It's a good question.
Why did they close the store? Maybe we'll talk about my ideas and what really happened here.
We will, but first, let's go to the phones. We've got Ingrid calling from, I forget, Ingrid, where are you calling from?
Maryland,
thank you. And what's on your mind tonight, Ingrid?
Court listener, and I wanted to tell you that since I know that you're blocked from the Internet. So I was looking at court listener, since you know I'm involved with the Christopher Camel case, and when you were named as an interested party for his case, then the next I found out about it, and I posted about it on Facebook, and then the next day that's when you were busted by the FBI, but I don't think it's anything involved with that.
When you say it was known by the as an interested party, what is that referring to? I'm not sure what that means.
That you got, like, a financial interest in, like, Camel stuff.
I don't have any... I don't even know what that means.
I know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just posted about it.
Hold on, just to follow what you're saying here. This is news to me, Ingrid. You're saying that after Christopher Cantwell, a former co-host here who we actually had to fire because he became a racist years ago, and that's, you know, without recapping all of the history, but Chris Cantwell, who was sentenced to several years in prison for having a Telegram chat with another racist online, a ridiculous case. He was definitely a political prisoner. I mean, I don't support what he said. said, but I don't think he should have been put in prison over it. Are you saying that after he was sentenced in January of this year, that they then subsequently named me as some sort of interested financial interest?
Yes, they named her as an interested party, and I posted it on Facebook. And then the next day, that's when the Crypto 6 got busted by the FBI.
Wow.
That's no lie, because Melanie and I think maybe one other person commented the thread.
Huh.
Because I was just joking at the time about the Pokemon coins.
I have no idea what that could even mean. I mean,
unaware of that.
And just a brief note, Chris is currently in Mississippi, so
yeah.
And he's very happy that you got it out, Ian. So.
Oh, cool.
All right, take care.
Send him my best. Thank you.
Thanks,
Ingrid. I have no idea what the financial interest in Christopher Cantwell. Does that mean that I had his wallet here at the house? Because
you did help clean his house out. So
I helped clean his house out. Yeah, and that cost me 4 days of my life.
So no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Apparently. The prophecy fulfills itself.
I don't know what that's supposed
weird.
To mean. I mean, he didn't have any finances
right,
at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, he owed his attorney money.
Right.
He had a civil case, and he couldn't afford to pay his attorney for that. I went and helped clean his house out, and we shipped some of the stuff down to Ingrid. That's his girlfriend, or was, or whatever. I don't know what their current status is,
sure.
But I don't get it. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't... Like, she's trying to tie that to... Somehow the day of the raid, and I don't know that those things have anything to do with each other.
My status with Chris Cantwell is that I care about him. I think he's a tortured soul who I love him, as a minister of peace, and I want to express that compassion towards him. That's my relationship with Christopher Cantwell.
Right. Yeah, like any other minister would have.
Yeah.
Right, with a part of their congregation or whatever, right? Yeah, it's
weird.
Interesting that she somehow feels that that's connected to the Crypto 6.
Who knows?
In some way. That day, is still... I mean, I can't believe it's been 70 days. It's still crisp, I'm sure, in your mind,
oh, yeah.
As well as everybody else surrounding, anything to do with this show or, your acquaintances and the acquaintances of the other five people are still shaken. I know I was talking to Colleen not too long ago, and she's like... I now understand what, people feel like when they get violated in other ways, like by a rapist or something like that. She's like, because, you keep playing it over in your mind and,
keeps
coming back to you and all this kind of thing. And I just, for our listeners out there, there is no victim in any of this that I can see. I don't see any victim. And so if there's no victim...
You mean in the Crypto 6 case?
In the Crypto 6 case, yes, thank you. In the Crypto 6 case, I see no victim at all. And in fact, I see people interacting voluntarily of their own volition all the way across the board. So it doesn't make any sense to me. The law used to maintain some semblance of, hey, look, if no persons or property were harmed, then there was no crime. That obviously is not the case today. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and Free Talk Live is on the way.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Republicans are expected to unveil their counterproposal regarding infrastructure spending on Thursday. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill suggesting that plan will be right around $1 trillion. Democrats, meanwhile, are proposing a $1.7 trillion plan. As far as where the disconnect is, Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News,
"It's no surprise we are very far apart. We were actually close when we left the White House meeting with President Biden. Since then, either President Biden has changed his mind or Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have overridden him because of the demands by the liberal left."
A federal judge is ordering Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom to pay $1.35 million to 3,000 churches that were forced to be locked down during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House remains optimistic about striking a bipartisan deal on a massive infrastructure update. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a lot of movement in the Senate. Democrats and Republicans remain divided over how much to pay for the plan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Israel today working to solidify the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Blinken, taking questions in Jerusalem, was asked about the United States rejoining the JCPOA.
What we committed to do from day one of this administration. We said all along that if there was an opportunity, we would seek to return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA. But we also said that from day one, we would be keeping our closest allies and closest partners fully and contemporaneously informed of what we were doing.
President Trump withdrawing the United States from the JCPOA back in May of 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on and tune in to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can have your voice heard on hundreds of radio stations, the internet globally, and even some satellite channels if you dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number for you to call. We've got a call standing by. We'll get to that momentarily. In the studio tonight, I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, I do want to hear about your thoughts on the Bull Moose situation with their employees. But we've got TJ the Spy holding. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's good to be with you. And Ian, I hope you're walking the straight and narrow. And hey, thankful that you're out now.
Thanks, TJ. It was nice getting a letter from you in jail.
Well, I tried my best. I can answer Ingrid's question. You were named as an interested party in the Cantwell case because you refused to wear a mask. And so that's what that whole interested party, if you Google your name on Court Listener, it'll pull up that case. And that's what that is about.
So she had her timing.
A mask in the Cantwell case.
So she had her timing off. She was saying that she had posted about my supposed interested party status in March of this year. So months after I had actually tried to attend the trial, and then I just saw the studio happened to get raided. So she was connecting one to the next, which probably one didn't have anything to do with
it. It probably is just a simple, you know, coincidence. But, yeah. You know, I don't know if it feels good to be out of jail, having to, like, submit to all their conditions. And Joe Matt had to surrender all his guns, I heard. So it's like...
No, he had to remove the guns. He actually didn't have to surrender them because...
Did he get them back yet?
They never took them from him.
Right. He was able to just relocate them.
Yeah.
Roger, they're in foster care currently.
Well, I have some good news. I have a Bitcoin mascot from Mascot Makers in London. They make these wonderful mascots, but it's a giant Bitcoin mascot. Says government money sucks, and so that'll be coming to the trial. I'll be attending the trial. I won't be able to get into the court, but you know, Stefan has the giant, you know, jumbo hand gloves, and
amazing.
I think you'll like it. Bonnie has a picture of it.
Oh, that is
good. Wait, describe this thing. You say a mascot, but what? Does it look like a Bitcoin?
Like
giant foam boots, giant foam hands. It's a giant Bitcoin that says, you know, government money sucks, in Bitcoin we trust. And there's a giant Bitcoin logo and some eyes and a hat. And
you've seen this thing online already, Conan. You've seen the Bitcoin guy.
Yeah.
It's a round golden coin with the giant B logo, a couple of eyes and the squiggly arms and the squiggly legs with the white shoes.
Are you going to be wearing this thing?
Yep, sure.
Awesome.
I am.
That's amazing.
Well, let's hope the trials are during winter.
Let's hope we don't have a trial and they drop all the charges.
Yeah. Even better. Yeah. And then you could still wear it though, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to ship in a few weeks. I mean, they're busy making it right now. I mean, they said it was going to take 6 weeks to make it, and I said, go ahead, and if it increases the chance of an acquittal or them dropping the charges by 5 or 10%, I figure it was worth it.
Well, so, you know, you may be backed up by Bitcoin Gandhi on the scene as well. We may have a whole whole crew.
It'll be like the Super Friends, except different.
That's TJ, amazing.
Are you going to, I understand that you're explaining this mascot that you're making to be, you know, sort of for the trial, the Crypto Six, all that kind of thing. But it seems to me that you could probably be this mascot at, like, some other types of gatherings around, you know.
Yeah, at least the next Halloween.
If I had Roger Ver level money, I would have had several, like a Monero mascot and a Dash mascot, and the cryptocurrencies could get into a little tussle in front of the courthouse. But, you know, I have a limited budget, so I just said, well, let's make the Bitcoin mascot, and he can hand out literature, hold signs across the street. I scoped out the courthouse,
and
there's a 2-hour parking right across the street at the cafe. So, if I am on a trailer or on a camper van or whatever, the feds can't touch us there because that's off the courthouse property.
Right, right.
Amazing.
That's amazing. What else can you tell us? Anything?
It's going to be about 6 months, but the stuff that got stolen from the first FBI raid back in 2016 will be coming back to us soon. I won't say more than that, but we'll be getting it back in about 6 months.
Amazing.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear you're getting it back, but... You know, I mean, 2016, really?
That's the government for you.
better late than never.
I guess.
Hey, thanks for your expertise, and that's really cool about the Bitcoin guy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Bitcoin mask guy, yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks for the call, TJ.
I love that guy.
Yeah, TJ. The mascot thing just has me cracking up inside already because I just imagine what it's going to look like when he shows up at a scene. I don't even, you know, he could just show up at like a random place, a flea market or something wearing that thing. And if he's handing out pamphlets or something, I mean, that's good for, you know.
Make a tour of the Federal Reserve headquarters.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Jump into a van and drive all around and, you know, videotape yourself and get a following, get a little YouTube thing going on or whatever. That'd be fun. A library thing.
You know, that might be a thing that people would donate towards. I mean, he was talking about a limited budget, but, I mean, I don't know who's in charge of the Crypto Six website. I have no idea, but that might be something that they might want to, you know, put some contribution towards.
Yeah. I think that it's really not – there's nobody really in charge of it.
Okay.
No. As far as like the donations are are all, you know, dialed into it. But as far as the site is concerned, you want to make a change to the site.
Yeah.
It's kind of been somewhat crowdsourced. There is a certain person that like has, you know, credentials to go make a change. So I'll point you in that direction off air, of course.
Okay.
You probably already know who it is. But outside of that, it's been really a community effort.
Great.
Which has really been a heartwarming thing. Like, all this crap that's been going, you know, surrounding the Crypto Six, it's all been horrible. But the outpour of support, not only people who, you know, helped create the website, the people who've donated, the listeners and all that kind of thing, but the community has come together in a way that is really heartwarming to see. So, unfortunately,
too bad it had to take, you know,
it takes this
government
kind of
raids.
It takes terrorists destroying property for victimless crimes for that to occur, but at least it does occur, and that makes me feel positive about humanity in general. All right.
You know,
Bull Moose, Conan.
Bull Moose, the big question of the evening is, why did they fire 20 employees? Why did they close their store?
Temporarily, they're
temporarily
saying.
They say they're going to reopen with maybe some of the previous employees. Why do they do this? Some of the employees think it's because they were upset about their new mask policy, which was going to allow us lepers back into the store and not be masked up.
How many companies are changing their policy? Because what we're seeing happen in the news, at least I've heard, that states, even Massachusetts, at the end of this month, is wiping away all their mandates. Massachusetts!
Well, the King mandate is set to expire on June 1st.
Okay, so a lot of these things are coming down within the next week. But how many stores are going to keep their current rules? That's my question, independently.
It's a real good question. Yeah. I know that some stores that open up, like, for example, Tractor Supply, where I shop frequently or used to, they were one of the first stores to actually implement a mask policy in this area before the state had said anything. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not shopping with you guys anymore.
But
they've already lifted theirs. Last week, so I was able to go in there and you know give some of my money to them because they weren't being idiots anymore.
I live a little bit outside of Keene where you know the statewide mandate has been lifted and so it's not required, particularly where I grocery shop, and everybody's still masked.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, I still see them on motorcycles. I still see them on bicycles. Runners down dirt paths with masks on. It's like it hasn't stopped. But your question is which stores are going to
what percentage?
Get rid of this? It depends on it. It's basically at this moment in time, it's politics.
Yeah.
How did they vote? If they voted for Trump, they're gonna lift their mask.
What do their customers think? Because some people are gonna pander if they feel like most of their customers are the fraidy cat types, then they're gonna pander to them.
I'm surprised Bull Moose was one of the first to lift their mandate because I thought they might lean a certain way because of their customer base.
I don't think we'll start to see real progress with people demasking until employees stop wearing the mask. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that you're listening to Free Talk Live?
What?
I know. It's a pretty cool live call-in radio talk program where you can call, talk about anything that's on your mind.
I really enjoyed listening the few times I was able in jail.
When you weren't otherwise listening to the Boston Red Sox?
I wasn't listening to the Red Sox, but that's what they had on the air every other night.
Like, how do they, I mean...
Yeah, so this was community radio? You had to fight around with other people?
No, we broadcast, there's the Pulse of New Hampshire, which is a 3-station simulcast or trimalcast in 3 different cities in New Hampshire.
Trimalcast.
One of those stations.
So the radio was set to one station?
In jail, you can get a little radio. You pay $20 to the commissary, you get a radio, and then you can listen to whatever stations can make it through the concrete walls, and this transmitter's near enough to where, you know, if you've got the radio in the right place, there's certain places where there's dead spots, but most of my stuff...
Did you have to go old school and get, like, some tin foil?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But I was able to listen, but unfortunately, you know, the cross we bear being a nighttime show is on stations that have sports.
Right.
We get preempted.
Mm. Yeah, so what he's trying to say is he was in the broadcast area.
Good.
That's correct.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad it was a comfortable 69 days.
Well, I only got to listen to probably 4 out of the 6.
I'm surprised you
had.
I know what I would be doing. I'd be just doing. I'd be exercising all day.
I didn't do exercises all day, but I did do exercise and read a lot of books.
And like, didn't they like you were walking around and doing your mantras and didn't they put you in like medical because they thought you were like you thought that they thought you were crazy or something?
I don't know what they thought, but probably not that many people do, you know, walking meditations and mantras at the, you know, while they're in jail. Usually they're screaming about something or yelling in some way, banging on a door.
So your behavior was not that of the average everyday
criminal.
It was probably atypical, I would guess. Yeah,
that's great to hear. Actually,
yeah. I got out of medical after like 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
They claimed when they were taking me there, I asked them about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll lie if they need to, but they claimed that, oh, we're out of room in processing, so we will take you to the medical bay.
Yeah. Well, you were in isolation the whole time too, right?
23-hour lockdown. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't wear a mask and go to
again. They didn't say that. But presumably, most of the time, so in the jails in New Hampshire, and I don't know if it's the same way in other states, but due to COVID, they're quarantining people who come into the jail for 14 days.
Wow.
So, interestingly, if you are, let's say you're put in jail, and this happened to one of the guys that was in the block that I was on for the most of the time that I was there.
Yeah.
This young guy was in there. He was, most of the court hearings are happening via Zoom or whatever, right. WebEx. But for whatever reason, he was called physically to court. Well, he'd already gone through the 14-day quarantine. Well, guess what happened when he came back into jail?
Another 14 days?
Another 14-day quarantine.
Right. Oh, God.
So, anyway, they put me in the 23-hour lockdown, presumably because I have a medical exemption to wearing masks, and so therefore...
Did they insist on seeing that exemption?
Well, I didn't have it with me, but I told them my doctor's name.
Yeah.
If they wanted to call him.
What was the jail's policy on vaccinations?
They were offering them, actually.
How many people were jumping at the opportunity?
Hard to say. Obviously, I didn't get statistics from the jail, but, you know, it seemed like at least half.
I don't remember if we covered it or not, but there was some jails that were offering reduced time if you got the shot.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that is happening across the country. There are municipalities who are doing just that to incentivize the jab.
Well,
or a lottery and or donuts.
I've heard of all those things.
I mean, even here in our station, all the radio stations have... like drawings, whatnot.
Some sort of incentive.
Yeah. You show your vaccine profile pic.
Yeah.
Share it on our Facebook page, and we'll put you in the drawing for, you know, this lottery or whatnot.
Yeah, like Ohio's doing $1 million a day for 5 days.
Paid for by the federal government money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we're not paying for it, but our grandchildren are.
And, you know, something else that...
No, you're paying for it. They're printing it out.
But I'm not going to pay it back.
Well, yeah, but they're taking it out of your savings, if you have any savings.
Yeah, or they're printing it out of thin air.
That's what they're doing. Right? Yeah. They're inflating the money supply.
Yeah. I mean, we know that more than 20% of the United States dollars, USD as we refer to them, or dirty war money.
Was printed last year?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, more than 20%.
Some people said more, yeah, like 30.
Yeah, but more than, everybody agrees that it's more than 20, or at least 20, if not more. So one-fifth, if not one-quarter, of all the dollars in existence. And
that includes the digital, credit card money and loans and things like that.
Right. Now, we haven't yet felt the effect of that. The effect of that...
Oh, yeah, we have. Have you seen the price of GPUs?
I'm just saying...
Have you seen the price of lumber?
It's not getting any better.
No.
People think, oh, this is... Oh, you know, lumber went up a little bit. The price of my chicken went up a little bit. They're saying that, like, people at the grocery store who eat meat have been most affected.
Mm-hmm.
So far. But no, this is not an ending thing. This is going to continue for our listeners out there who are not aware of what happens when you start chugging away at the money printer going brrr, right? What happens is the dollars that you currently have become worth less and less, and the result that you see is that everything costs more dollars to acquire. This is called inflation. When it happens really fast, it's called hyperinflation.
Yep.
And we haven't seen the end of it yet. In fact, it's only going to get worse because the Federal Reserve and the United States government cannot stop doing it.
I think they want to break it. This is all about the Build Back Better plan. This is to get everyone in their pockets to get control of everything. They have to break the system first. This is boot camp.
They want to scare people out of cryptocurrency as well. So look at the Crypto 6 case. Look at also, I heard another headline recently that Biden, IRS, they're cracking down even harder than they ever have. They now have questions on tax forms about
every news station is reporting on the environmental effects of mining and of processing transactions. Is, you know, you could run a whole country off the energy it costs to run Bitcoin. Absolutely, scaremongering is going on. And you got Tesla. You got Elon. What the hell is he doing, this scammer?
Yeah.
I mean, is he trying to support the system, or is he trying to do his own dirty work?
And then something that Aria has pointed out that has really sort of hit home to me is the discrepancy between the people collecting the unemployment with the bonuses and the COVID money on top of the stimulus package and all that, and that there's a whole bunch of people who are hiring for jobs that they can't fill because you got a bunch of people making more money or as much money.
There's no incentive to go back to work. I mean, what are you going to make, another $100?
And people say things like, well, then they just need to pay more to hire people.
And
The difference between the government and a private business is that the business must first earn the money before they can pay a higher wage, whereas the government can just print it out of thin frickin' air and hand it to people.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly. So now you've created a competition that doesn't exist in the natural market.
I heard on one of the local morning shows on the local station I was listening to, they interviewed a chef out of California. Now, it's California, okay?
It's already on its way down.
It probably doesn't compare to where you live, but the dude said he was paying upwards of $25 an hour for a dishwasher position.
I don't dispute that. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that. You know, the West Coast is... Yeah. It's one of those places where they really get it first with the way they're set up, right? With as, you know, whatever the government policies, whatever you want to call them, you know, we call them the left coast.
Handouts,
all that kind of thing. Plus
subsidies.
Yeah, plus with the way the West Coast has boomed as a result of technology, right, adds to all of that, right? Because now all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of people making, you know, greater, or you did at least, coming into it, right? The dawn of the internet and all the dot-coms and all that got all these areas like Seattle and San Francisco to boom. And so now you had a concentration of people who were making more money on their salaries that you don't have in other places. That contributes to it as well.
Right.
So it's just a big mess. If you're in either of those places, and I lived in Seattle for 22 years, and I do not regret my decision to come to New Hampshire in any way, shape, or form. My life has transformed in so many ways that I can't even begin.
Don't move here unless if you're going to bring your bad policies with you. Otherwise, you're welcome. Of course, I don't know if you're going to be able to buy anything because there's nothing available.
Yeah.
The houses are being built. That's one thing. When I first moved here, nothing new is being built. You know, a company might put a new gas station up or something here or there, but as far as like homes, single family homes, nothing was being built.
Yeah.
Now in the area where I deliver, there are a dozen homes, brand spanking new homes that are being built as we speak, and they're all out of staters who've moved in from wherever. And considering the price of lumber, not only did they buy real estate that was already above
inflated,
and beyond, but now they're building homes that are above and beyond. So you know, people are hurting out there.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.